Okay, good morning again. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and welcome to our daily prayer ministry. And we invite you all to join in prayer this morning. Like I said, remember our pastor, Lenore Clark, who's in the hospital. Keep her in your prayers. Okay, so now we'll allow Sister LaShonda, Minister LaShonda, you can go ahead when you're ready.
God bless you. Thank you. Good morning, saints. I'm sure the news was a little bit shocking. I got the text yesterday early, but I didn't think of Pastor Lenore being in the hospital. So we're definitely going to keep her in our prayers. I believe that the what I'm supposed to be praying about is God in us. But we're gonna segue a little bit. Just follow with me. As I say, pray as we are praying. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for another day. Lord, we thank you, O God, that we can come before your throne of grace, O God. Lord, humbly but boldly, knowing that we can ask of you. And Lord, we pray right now that we lift up Pastor Lenore. Lord, we ask that you cover her even now. Lord, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, for healing. Lord, what we don't know, we know that you know. Lord, we know that you have a plan for her, oh God. And Lord, we thank you now for a healing to come over her body, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that you are turning the situation around. Lord, we thank you right now that your word says that by your stripes, she's already healed, oh God. Lord, as we stand in the gap for our pastor this morning, oh God, Lord, calling out her name, knowing that you are the only God that hears and answers, oh God. Lord, we pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would give the doctors, the nurses, the wisdom, oh God, to do what they need to do, oh God. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you are moving on her behalf, oh God. Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, that we are going to get a good report concerning Pastor Lenore, oh God. Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, for the people that she pastors, oh God. Lord, for the people that she has touched, oh God. Lord, for the people that she has spoken to, oh God. Lord, that they are right here on the line lifting her up, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you're moving on your people's behalf, oh God. Someone else is in a need, oh God. Somebody else is in the hospital, oh God, looking for an answer, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are the answer, oh God. Lord, you are the great physician, oh God. Lord, we put our needs, Lord God. We put our lives in your hands, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you have brought us together this morning, oh God. Lord, not to just talk to one another, oh God, but Lord, that we are reaching out to you, Lord Jesus, in a corporate prayer, oh God. Lord, calling on the great name, oh God. Lord, because there is no other name that we know. There is no other help that we know. Lord, that we know that we can run into you, oh God. Lord, that you have given us refuge, oh God. Lord, that you have covered us, oh God. Lord, that you have kept us, oh God. Lord, that we know that we can charge your angels to be encamped around about us, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the provision, oh God. Lord, for the protection that you have given us, oh God. Lord, even as my husband on yesterday was in an accident, oh God, Lord, that you preserved his life, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that your angels covered us, oh God. Lord, that the accidents that we should have been in, oh God, you kept us from. Lord, even the accidents that we were in, oh God, you preserved our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we're searching for you, oh God. Lord, that we're looking for you, oh God. Lord, that we are stepping out on things that we've never done before, oh God. Lord, that we've never seen before, oh God. Lord, somebody is fearful, oh God, to move, oh God, because they don't know if they're hearing you clearly, oh God. But Lord, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, that you build them up on your most holy faith right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, even if they need to be like a Saul, oh God. Lord, that they need specific directions, oh God. Lord, that their faith, Lord, meet them at their faith, oh God. If they need the prophecy to be word by word, line by line, oh God, for them to move, Lord, I pray that you give them that. Lord, but for the mature saints, oh God. Lord, the ones that have faith, oh God. Lord, the ones that have matured in you, oh God. Lord, that they may not hear you clearly, oh God, but Lord, that your hand is softly moving them, oh God. Lord, your hand is softly directing them, oh God. Lord, that they're hearing a still, small voice in their ear, oh God, giving them direction, oh God. Lord, giving them the words to say, Lord, before the king, oh God. Lord, that you are giving them the willingness, oh God, to search out your word, oh God. Lord, because your word doesn't change, oh God. Lord, your word says that it can't return to your void, but it has to accomplish that which is sent out to do, oh God. Lord, allow your word to be established in your people's life today, oh God. Today, oh God, that they'll know you as a provider. Today, oh God, that they will know you as a God of peace. Today, oh God, that they will lift up a banner, oh God. Lord, that we know, Lord Jesus, that we can run into you, oh God, and we are saved. We can run into you, oh God, and we are saved, oh God. Lord, allow us, the Lord, to rest in your peace. Lord, allow us to rest in your presence. Lord, allow us, oh God, to come together as one, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now. I thank you even now, God. Lord, that your wisdom, oh God, that you have given us wisdom, oh God. Lord, that you have given us wisdom to walk out, Lord, your plan and your purpose for us, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for this line, that you allow us to get here every morning, oh God. Lord, some struggle to get in, some run in, Lord Jesus. Some come worshiping in, oh God. But however we find our way in here, oh God, Lord, I pray every time we come, oh God, somebody is touched, somebody is changed. Lord, somebody is delivered, somebody is set free, oh God. Lord, somebody's cup, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you begin to pour in the oil and the wine, oh God. Lord, that their cup overflows, oh God. Lord, that it touches their children, oh God. Lord, that it touches generations, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are breaking the chains, oh God. You're breaking the chains that binds us, oh God. Lord, you're breaking the spirit of fear, Lord Jesus, that sometimes consume us, oh God. But Lord, you are showing yourself real in our lives, oh God. You're showing yourself real in our lives, oh God. And Lord, as we seek after you, as we run after you, oh God, we know that you are able, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we sing out our songs to you, oh God, Lord, we say that you are able to do just what you said that you would do, oh God. Lord, that your word will never fail, oh God. Lord, that we understand that as long as the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest, oh God. But Lord, help us, oh God, to be patient in the time. Lord, we're putting good seed into good ground, oh God. But Lord, let us not lose our faith standing in the hallway, oh God. Lord, in the hallway of time, oh God. Lord, let us not forget you, oh God. In the hallway of time, oh God, let us not give up, oh God. Lord, in the hallway of time, oh God, let us not release the rope, oh God. In the hallway of time, oh God, fill us up with your most holy faith. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that the harvest, oh God, will come. Lord, that we won't give up. Lord, that we won't give in. Lord, that we understand that we are victorious in you, oh God. And Lord, even when we get bad news, even when we get concerning news, Lord, even when we don't know all of the news, Lord, that we put our faith and our trust in you, because we trust in you, oh God, because you are the God that hears and answers. You are the God that moves on our behalf. We thank you that your Son is ever in intercession for us, oh God. These are the things that we believe in. These are the things that we lean on. These are the things that we hold to, oh God. Lord, as we search out your word, as we search out your plan, Lord, even if we don't have everything that we thought we need, oh God, we know that we have you. And if we have you, you are more than the world against us, oh God. Lord, that we can rest in you, that we can walk in you, oh God. Lord, that we can stand upon the rock. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. You are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. There is none like you, oh God, in all the earth. God, you are able to do just what you said you would do. You're going to fulfill every promise, and we thank you for it, oh God. We claim it under the blood. We take victory even now. We walk in it right now. We plead the very blood of Jesus. We count it done. We seal it under your blood. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. People of God, be blessed. I'm going to turn it back over to our host, Sister Keith.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister LaShonda. Beautiful prayer. God is good and he's able because he is in us. Thou art in me. Okay, people. This is our time. Come on. Come on, singers. Sing a little louder. Okay.
Happy birthday, dear Bishop. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday, Bishop.
Happy birthday, Bishop.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Happy birthday. We love you, Bishop.
I know you're doing. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. Okay. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. For those that have just tuned in, today is Bishop's birthday. Remember, you could always sow him, send him a gift in whatever format you can. Mail it to him, send it to him, Apple Pay, Zelle, whatever, any PayPal, whatever way you cash out, whatever you got and you want to give to him, send it to him today and make it special. We do know that Pastor Lenore had some planning some couple things that she had wanted to do. I'm not sure what those were, but y'all do remember she was kind of preparing us for today, but she's unable to be on and all of that because she's in the hospital. So, but y'all continue to keep her in prayer. And yes, it's shocking to all of us, but we will get the details. Bishop will tell us about it as he go forth in daily bread. So right now, I want you all to have your ears and your mind and your spirit geared toward this prayer ministry this morning. And remember to sow a seed. If you have it, sow a seed, and you can do that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can text the word give to 216-446-1209. Or you can go to the ekcministries.org and leave your offering, your prayer request, and upload your 1 minute or less GPS. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Let's keep that in our hearts always. Okay, now I will turn it over to our next prayer lead, Sister Mildred. When you're ready, sis, you can go ahead.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Happy birthday, Bishop. I'm Mildred Lanier. My prayer is mature our faith. Father, we bless you and we thank you on this morning, oh God. Father, we praise you and we love you, God. Father, we pray for our first lady this morning. We pray for our spiritual mother, Father, that you bring healing, Father. Father, let us not be moved by what we see. Let us not be moved by what we hear. Let us not be moved by what we feel on this morning, oh God. But let us be moved by what we believe. And we believe that you are a healer, oh God. We believe
yes,
that we
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We believe this morning that you put down and you raise up, oh God. We believe that you put down and you raise up and you are a healer, oh God. And we believe that you do all things according to thy will, thy purpose, and thy glory, oh God. God, I pray this morning that you comfort our hearts, oh God. I pray this morning that you strengthen our hearts, oh God. And I pray this morning that you continue to mature our faith and strengthen our faith, oh God, as you cover our first lady in your blood and bring healing, oh God. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray for her, God, and we lift her up on this morning, Father. Father, please provide us with the strength and spiritual growth that we need and understand and the wisdom, oh God. Help us to humble ourselves before you, Father, as you enlighten our hearts through your word, Father. Help us to keep our focus growing in maturity in you, oh Father. Help us, oh God, on this morning, Father. Direct our path, oh God. Father, our minds and our hearts and our soul, oh God, towards you, oh God. Direct us towards you, Father, in your time and in your will, Father. Whatever things that we shall ask for in faith, Father, that you would do, God. Whatever things that we shall ask for in faith, God, that we ask for and mature our faith in it, oh God. As we ask for healing this morning, oh God, as you cover our first lady, God, we ask in faith on this morning, Father. Mature our faith, God, that we believe, God. Mature our faith, oh God, that we have no fear, Father. Mature our faith that we have no fear, that we can pull down Goliaths in our lives, oh God. Mature our faith that we believe that every word that is spoken come unto you, O God. Every word that is spoken, we raise up in you, O God. Every word that is spoken, God, you fill us up with your spirit, O Father, as you mature our faith, O God. You are our everlasting life, Father. Saturate our hearts with love on this morning, O God. Father, mature our faith that we will magnify you more and more in our lives, Father. Mature our faith on this morning, O God. Let us not be moved by every word spoken over our lives, but let us be moved by the word that you've spoken over our lives, oh Father. Father, mature our faith and let our eyes not be on what is seen, but what is unseen, Father. We trust you on this morning, God. Father, mature our faith that we will lean on you through the tough times and the difficult times and the challenging times, oh God, as we are challenged this morning, oh God. Let our faith lie upon you, oh God, as you lift us up and as you continue to strengthen us, Father. We walk by faith and not by sight, Father. Mature our faith on this morning, oh God. Mature our faith, God. Mature our faith, God, as we reach out unto you this morning. Father, mature us so when we feel weakened, God, that we know that you're there to be our strength. Move us from where we are into you, oh God. Father, let us know even through the storm, all power is in your hand. We pray this morning as we move, Father. We lean not unto our own understanding, oh God. We lean to you on this morning, Father, the God that we love, the God that we trust, the God that we honor, the God that we praise on this morning. Father, give us peace and grace to live by your word and by your strength and by your power, oh God, according to your will for our life, Father. Father, fix what our eyes can't fix. Fix with the things that we hear that we have no control of, Father. You are a perfect author and you are a perfecter of fixing things, Father, in our lives, oh God. Mature our faith so we will have wisdom to see your hand work in our lives, Father. Father, you are the worker of all good things. You are the worker of all great things. And you are the worker that comforts us and bring your compassion and peace and love and understanding, Father. Father, when we face moments of uncertainty, remind us you will never leave us or forsake us, oh God. Let your will be done in our life, Father. It is you that gave us free will, God. You just give us a choice, God. We believe in you on this morning. We trust you on this morning, oh God. We believe in you, oh God. Believe me or believe me not, we believe you, Father. We believe your report, oh God. Father, let us not reject your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding this morning. Change not our glory into shame, Father. Mature our faith on this morning, oh God. We trust you. We love you. We bless you, oh God. And we call out your holy name this morning, oh God. We call out you to be a healer on this morning, oh God. We call out you to be a comforter on this morning, oh God. We call out you, Father, for your loving kindness and your compassion that you show us day after day after day, Father. We lift you up on this morning. You are our everlasting King and our everlasting God, our everlasting glory and our everlasting hope, Father. We give you glory and praise on this morning, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, oh God. Father, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all things, Father. There is a bomb in Gilead on this morning, oh God. You are the physician, God. You are the doctor, God. You are the judge. You are the Lord. You are all things in our life, and we give you glory and praise this morning, oh God. We give you glory and praise, knowing that you will bring things to pass. We give you glory and praise that we lean not unto our own understanding, but lean unto you, oh God, on this morning, oh God, as you do your mighty works, as your power showeth mighty glory, oh God. We trust you. We love you. We praise you on this morning, for there is none like you, oh God. Mature our faith and trust, oh God, and trust for our lives, oh God, that you would do all things according to your will and your glory, oh God. We pray this morning that you mature our faith in your perfect timing, oh God, that we trust that you move when you move and you do when you do, oh God. Timing is ordained, oh God, and we trust you for it, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that you mature our faith in our lives, mature our faith in your word, oh God. Mature our faith with your presence and your guidance, oh God. Mature our faith, oh God, that we have no worries, oh God. Let us cast our worries and surrender our worries unto you, oh God, on this morning. We surrender all unto you, God, as our spirit is troubled, oh God. But we trust you for all that you do. We trust you, God, as we seek you, Father. We trust you for your word on this morning. We trust your word to come alive in our life, God. We trust your promises that you spoke over our lives, oh God. We trust you, God, even when we can't see our way, Father. Even when we can't feel our way, when we can't hear, when we're numb in hearing, God, we trust you on this morning, oh God. For there is none like you, Father. We glorify you, God. We glorify you on this morning. We lift you up on this morning. You are a wonderful counselor, oh God. You are a wonderful king, oh God. You are the King of glory and the everlasting Father. And we love you this morning. We love your miracles, your working miracles, Father. We love you this morning. We love you for who you are. We love you even for this time. We love you even for what has came across us this morning, because we know that all things are in your hand, Father. We know that all things are in your hand, and we thank you, Father, for this morning for prayer. We thank you that we are able to lift up. We thank you that we rose up this morning, God, and you're covering us in your blood. You're covering situations in your blood. We thank you for prayer this morning, God, that we all stand as one in unity, Father, as we pray for our First Lady, Father. We thank you on this morning. We pray that you cover our bishop also, God. Strengthen him in this time. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us. Lift us up, oh God. Lift our spirits up, oh God. Mature our faith on this morning, God, as we reach out to you, as we glorify you, as we bless your holy name, as we call out on you this morning, oh God. Let your blood cover us, oh God. Let your blood be with us, oh God. Let your blood sustain us on this morning, God. We lift you up, God, in spirit and in truth, God. Mature our faith, God, as we stand up against mountains, God. Mature our faith to knock mountains down, Father. Mature our faith to deal with the Goliaths in our life, to deal with difficult situations, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you can continue to mature our faith, continue to strengthen our faith, continue to build us in faith. In Jesus' name I pray on this morning. In Jesus' name, God, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I felt that one too, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing like prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And no matter where you at, what you're doing, how you do it, God hears your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. And when we pray a corporate prayer as one, we come together as one person, God is ringing. God hears it. And he honors our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for covering us in your blood today, Lord God. And we bless your holy name. Thank you all for staying on this morning. A couple had to leave, but those that are still holding on, God bless you with a special blessing. We thank God for you, and we're going to ask at this time that you continually remember the prayer, pray the prayers while we're praying. So, you know, your mind and your heart and your spirit, we're all connected together praying as one. We thank God for Bishop and his ministry that God has blessed him with. And, you know, he got a vision that is going somewhere. And just to encourage you, Bishop, if it don't look like how you planned it or how you thought of it, you know, just hold on, because sometimes God do things, he take things a different way. And we just want to let you know it's a blessing and it's growing, and God is opening up new doors and new opportunities, and it's not what it looked like. So just hold on, and everyone else be encouraged. Let's remember our mission statement. We are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family, a university for success, and a people vowing to praise his name. Those are things that tie in right together with our believer's declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. It's not our purpose, it's his. And no matter where we are, we can minister. And just remember that we're able to do that because we're discipled through daily ministry. And we are a construction site for the family and a university for success. God bless each and every one of you. I am going to put it in the hands of our own Pastor Buckner. When you're ready, sir, you may begin.
Grace, grace, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm very grateful that I'm still here in the land of the living. Lost my voice last week underneath the cold, but we're going to press our way on this morning. We're going to press our way on first. Let me thank God for my bishop. Happy birthday for you, man of God. I thank you and I appreciate you. You're on my heart all the time, but especially this morning. I'm praying for Pastor Lenore. My spirit come out. I'll try to get through this prayer without getting emotional, because when the enemy attacked my people, it's personal. Don't like that. Don't like it at all. But I reminded of what David said. He said, who would come and try to defend the true and living God? He said, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to cut that mother head off. You hear me? I'm going to tear the devil's kingdom down today. We're going to tear it down. Because I didn't like that. That's personal. The woman of God serving every day, preparing us every day, and the enemy want to come and attack her. Oh, that ain't, you can't. I can't. I got this. I got to kill this devil. But Lord, y'all got to bear with me this morning, because God is so good to all of us. And I know he's going to heal her. I already know it. Matter of fact, she's already healed. But I just want to hear a voice to get the reassurance. You know how it is. You want to hear a voice. And she coming back. She'll be back around in a minute. But I just want y'all to bear with me. We're going to pray this morning. We're going to call on God. I'm going to look over my list real quick so I don't get ahead of myself. Get ahead of myself, T. And all those on our list, we praying that they will be speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. They will be healed. We praying for them in the name of Jesus. Of course, we're still praying for Minister Andre's family. I put their cousin Derek this week. A church in Africa, Pastor Poe, Pastor Payne, Pastor Matthew, all the rehabilitation centers and nursing homes, all the rehab centers, all the missions centers, all the shelters in the name of Jesus. For Alicia's son, Timothy, David Jr., Cynthia Horton, her family, Brother Kelvin, Ayana, Mercedes, Bernard, Eric, Sage, keeping up. Keeping them lifted up in prayer. And I pray that I get over this cold in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm just grateful today to be in the land of the living and the opportunity to pray. Just want to read a scripture real quick. I was reading last week, and Brother Cleo in the hospital, in an accident, we praying for him that he be okay in the name of Jesus. Another school shooting yesterday, they said this one was a 14-year-old girl. My God. We're praying for them and their families. I think four or five people were killed. We're praying for that region in the name of Jesus. Psalm 37, it talks about, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. Like a grass, they will soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they will soon wither. The Bible says in verse 3, say, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the Lord and you will prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. My heart's desire this morning is to pray for Beth Lenore, that she would have a speedy recovery, and that the blood of Jesus would cover her. Every room in the hospital will be covered, every hallway, every specialist, every doctor, every nurse will be covered and anointed today in the name of Jesus. I don't want her to worry about nothing. Just be healed. No pain. We pray for David and Daniel and Eric Jr. My God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And, of course, our bishop and Joyce and her sister and Mother Virgin, lifting them and covering them, all of us, covering all the people of God that are attached to this woman of God. In the name of Jesus. Our Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you this morning to let us come together as a corporate group to pray, to lift up our pastor right now in the name of Jesus, to lift up the shepherd, the one who feeds the flock on a daily basis, the one who's concerned, the one who's always working behind the scenes. In the name of Jesus, we ask God that you put your hand upon her right now. And I know that you will, and I know that you already have. We call forth all the angels. We call forth the angels right now in the name of Jesus to go to the facility right where she's at, right at her bedside right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We cry, holy, holy, holy is our God. We thank you, Lord. We know the God that you have healed before in times past, and we know that you will do it again in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of all the believers today that will agree with us and agree with me for total healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the man of God. We thank you. We know his heart is heavy. We know that in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you will strengthen him right now. Strengthen him and keep him covered. Keep my father covered right now. Jesus, keep him covered. Keep us all covered right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're about to do, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless your name today, God. All over this land, all over this, all the states, where all the people, the body of Christ is and the co-laborers are praying and interceding right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for their crying out to God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We believe, God, for a miracle today. We know that you're not short concerning your promises. We know it's not over. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning of something great is going to happen this day. In the name of Jesus, We thank you. We're going to celebrate the man of God today for all the work he does, all the labor he does. He just keep going. And we pray that he's going to find him some rest too someday soon. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come to you, Lord. We lift up all the children today on their way to school that they be safe. No more school shootings today in the name of Jesus. We pray, my God, we pray. We pray for all those on the prayer list to be healed and raised up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, Brother Bernard, be raised up in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all our seniors. Hallelujah. We thank you for them right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them as we go along this day, Lord. Strengthen them and encourage them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We thank you for all those who have on their heart's desire, whatever their heart's desire is this morning. We pray that God would grant that desire to them in the name of Jesus. Give them what they need, Father, in the name of need to continue on this journey. We know, Father, that because you suffered, that some of us, we will suffer. But we will, because you reign, we will also reign with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you died on that cross for us, and you died in our stead. Hallelujah. But you rose back up, Lord, on that third day. And no matter what's going on in our life, we will rise again. Hallelujah. Because of your blood. We understand it. We trust it. We believe in it. We stand upon it right now in the name of Jesus. The blood that will cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth the blood today, the blood that would heal, the blood that would raise our pastor up this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the blood. We thank you for the victory. The victory has already been won. The victory is won right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you. Oh, we appreciate you so much. No matter what, God, we ain't going to let you go. We can't let you go now, God. We stand on your promises. All your promises have been good, that you would never leave us nor would you forsake us, that you would always be with us, always to the end. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, people of God, for bearing with me this morning. Bearing with me this morning. Just get a little emotional when I think about my people, my family. This is my family. Don't like nobody mess with my family. I love you all so much. I encourage you all to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job praying. All those who are praying, all the prayer hosts and leads, we thank you. We appreciate you. We're going to lift up the man of God today, his birthday. We're going to celebrate him. Celebrate the man of God. And we're going to lift up our Pastor Lenore. My God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you all. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God for that prayer, Pastor Buckner. And you're not alone. We all feel the same. And regardless of how some of us is older than her. But you know what? She's our spiritual mother, and we love her, and we're concerned and care very much about her. Make a quick little joke. Bishop, I hope he can make him a cup of coffee and a scramble of egg. Oh, but thank you, Jesus. Maybe he won't even have, since it's his birthday, maybe somebody treating him somewhere or something. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for this prayer line, this line of communication that we all can come together and lift up his holy name. For the words say, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And we thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know God is a healer. We know that he's able to do exceeding abundantly more than we could think or ask. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's going to take care of his people. Yes, Lord. So, but we thank each and every one of you that have tuned in this morning to be a part of our prayer ministry. We appreciate you coming on and staying on. Even the ones that was on for a short time, we praise God that they were able to be on and be a part of the prayer. We appreciate the love that each and every one has in their heart and praying for Pastor Lenore. We appreciate the birthday song and all of the love that we're putting forth toward Bishop this morning. And even though, like I said, Pastor Lenore had something planned, but we thank God because you know what? Because each one of us, it's going to make sure the bishop have him a good birthday today. No, and you got all different manner of ways of trying to send something to him. Most of y'all got iPhones. Apple Pay him if you can't, if Cash App. Like, I don't have Cash App. Do what you can. Send something to him. Even if you know the things that he like, you know. You might want to call one of his favorite breakfast places and send him a breakfast. You know, I don't know. But God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We thank God for our bishop and for our pastor. And so anyway, but as you all know, this is the I'm the last prayer lead for our prayer this morning. And I really, really appreciate, we all appreciate each and every prayer lead that came forth. It was all heartfelt. Every word that you spoke in, we thank God for you. You blessed our souls. But I want to say now, instead of waiting to the end, remember that our donations and our gifts help support this ministry. And we're trying to reach the masses, as Pastor Lenore would say, reach the masses. We're trying to reach all across the world. So those that have an offering to give, please give it this morning. You can do that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you could text the word give to 216-446-1209. And then remember, you can go to the ekcministries.org, leave your offering, prayer request, and upload your 1 minute or less GPS. Okay, now I will go ahead and go before you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift you up today, Lord. Thanking you, Lord God, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy, O God. Hallelujah, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we can't thank you enough, Lord God. Hallelujah, O God. We lift our hands to you, Lord. We open up our hearts, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you hear our prayers that is made in this place today, O God. We come before your throne, Lord God, as one, Jesus, lifting up your holy name, O God, believing on your word, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that all things work together for the good, Lord God, to those that are loved the Lord, that are called according to your purpose, Jesus.
Hallelujah, oh God. We don't know everything, Lord, but we do know you, Lord, and we put our hope and our trust in you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for you's our Father, Lord, and you love us. Hallelujah. We know that everything that happens, Lord God, is in your hand, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And all things are done that you may get the glory out of it, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our suffering is but just for a moment, Lord. But we know, Lord, in you, Jesus, we find safety. In you, we find our strength, oh God. In you, we find our peace, oh God. In you, we find our hope, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. You are our strength, Lord. You are our light, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. You're standing, Lord God, ready, Lord, to defend us. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name today, Lord God. We thank you for every prayer, Lord, that went forth this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. People all around the world, Lord God. All the different things that are happening right now, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, all of those that are bereaved, Lord. Hallelujah, the school shooting, Lord, the families, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, protect our children, Lord. Protect them, Jesus. It used to be a time when school was a place of safety, Lord. But hallelujah, oh, God, it's only safe, Lord God, when you are there, Lord. Hallelujah. Encamp your angels, oh God, around our children, Lord. Hallelujah. Even the teachers, Lord God. Hallelujah. Protect them, Lord Jesus. Shield them, Lord God, because they're on a mission, Lord. Oh God, they have it in their heart, Lord God. It takes a special person, Lord God, to be a teacher over these children, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God, and we thank you for them. Bless them, Lord. Put your angels all around them, Lord God, guiding them and guarding them and making a way out of no way, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, continue to touch each and every one, Lord. In the nursing homes, Lord, and the hospitals, and Lord God, those that are in the mental institutions and those that are in prison, oh God. Lord God, those that are in the shelters, oh God, and those on the streets, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Move, Lord God, like only you can, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lift up the hope, Lord, of your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Help them to stand on your face. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, we know that you are a way maker, Lord. We know that in you we have everything that we need. We thank you, Lord. We lift you up today, Lord. We bless you, Father. For the word say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Praise, our praise is a weapon. Hallelujah. And we praise you, oh God. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord, that we can do nothing without you. Hallelujah. We invite you in every area of our life, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to heal and to open doors. Continue to increase us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue, Lord God, to feed us, Lord God, with your word, Lord, and the things that you want us to know, Lord God. Help us, Lord, not to lean to our own understanding, but to lean in on you, Jesus, to trust you, Lord God, not to follow our will, but your will, Lord God, that it may be done in our life. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Each and every person that's on this prayer line right now, Lord,
I pray a special blessing over them, Lord. Hallelujah. First, Lord, help them, Lord, not to be saddened about whatever it is going on with Pastor Nora. Let us wait and hear what Bishop got to say. But not only that, but let them know, Lord, that she's in your capable hands and she's going to be all right. Let her know that we love her, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But encourage them and strengthen them, Lord God, for they are the sheep of your pastor, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. And bless our man of God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Make everything easy for him, Lord. Let your blessings fall down fresh upon him today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for adding another year to his life, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for feeding him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to go in and out amongst your people, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the love, Lord, that is on this line, the love that is in your people everywhere that's lifting up your name. Bless our leaders everywhere, oh God, hallelujah. Show them, Lord God, their mistakes. Show them, Lord God, where to go, where not to go, Lord God. Lead them, Lord God. Be a light, Lord. Hallelujah. And a lamp unto their feet, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We're so careful to give you the praise, Lord. For you are wonderful, Lord God. You are wonderful, Lord, in everything. We give thanks to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' precious, precious name, I pray. Amen, amen. I'm going to unmute, and you all can say what you want. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for moving in our hands. We thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus.
He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give thanks, glory, and honor to our Father today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you all again for tuning in this morning and for staying on the line. We thank you for the lovely birthday shouts and songs to Bishop this morning. And I'm sure he's already receiving some of your gifts. Let's make him feel really special today. In whatever area we can do it, do it. Let's continue to be encouraged, strengthen one another, and knowing that each one reach one. So continue to spread the prayer ministry. Give them the information to call so that they can be blessed as well. And it can continue to spread and get bigger and larger and reach where God intends for it to go. All right. God bless you all. I'm going to end now so that we'll be able to tune in when Bishop come on. He probably trying to get everything set up a little bit early because he don't have it. Pastor Lenore there to help. So y'all remember to tune in, go straight over to the Daily Bread. And if he's not already on, just wait for him. Okay. God bless. I love you all. Have a great day.
God bless.